A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adulaju, lead pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samonda UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, we're considering the Word of God from the Book of Psalms, chapter 107. Verse number 8, the scripture says, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." Praising the Lord is very important, very significant. It is a crucial aspect of the believer's life. As a matter of fact, it is one major reason why God has created us. In the book of the prophet Isaiah, chapter 43, and in verse 21, the scripture says, "These people have I formed for myself, that they may show forth my praise." God said he has formed you for his praise. He formed you, he formed me, so we can give him praise, so we could give him praise. This is the reason for our living, the reason for our existence. And so the psalmist here said, it is a good thing for us, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works. This is so significant that this same sentence is repeated in verse 15. "Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." This same verse is repeated in verse 21 and in verse number 31. So praising God is very critical, very crucial. God delights in the praises of his people. He relishes in our praise. God desires our praising him. He desires us to come before him and show him praise and appreciation and gratitude for all his wonderful works. And so that verse also offers us the reason or reasons why God must be praised. He said we should praise the Lord for his goodness. We're to praise the Lord because of his goodness. I like you to understand that no matter what you're going through or experiencing in life, God is good. Our God is a good God. He is a faithful God. So we praise him because he is good and because his mercy endures forever. So this verse says, "Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness." And secondly, for his wonderful works to the children of men. We're praising God for his goodness and his wonderful works in our lives. God has done wonderful things in your life as an individual. And since the beginning of this month of May, that is gradually winding to a close, it's the last Sunday in the month of May. God has been good to you all through the month. God has done marvelous and wondrous things in your life. He gave you here to breathe in without collecting any fund, any fee. You inhale oxygen, you exhale carbon dioxide, and you do not need to pay. God has not charged you for your bill, for the air you breathe in. Imagine that God begins to charge for the air bill. Imagine how much you pay for air time, for data on your mobile phone. Imagine God now charging us. How will he do it? Will he charge us per second, per minute, or per hour, or per day, or per week, or per month? This will be so exorbitant. But God has given us the air freely to breathe in. So his wonderful works to you, and that you are still standing today, is a testimony to the goodness of the Lord in your life. Our God is a good God. So we appreciate him because he is good. It is important for you to praise God. In case you are asking, why must I praise God? That scripture says for his goodness and also for his wonderful works. And in case you are again saying, what wonderful work has he done in my life? He has forgiven all your iniquities. He has healed all your diseases. He has redeemed your soul from destruction. He has crowned you with loving kindness and tender mercies. He has satisfied your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed as that of an eagle. God, in a nutshell, has been good to you. And for this reason, we are to give him praise. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Take notes of these points. Number one, When you appreciate God in your life and things also appreciate. When you acknowledge and appreciate God in your life for who He is, for His goodness and His wonderful works, then it causes your things to also multiply and get appreciated. Appreciate God. Appreciation builds appreciation. Under criticism, a man's ability withers, but they blossom under encouragement and praise. When you praise a man, you encourage, you empower him to do more. His ability will blossom because he's been appreciated or he's being appreciated. But under criticism, a man's ability withers. What he could do, what he has capacity to do, he won't be able to do it under criticism. So we must appreciate God so we can commit him to do more in our lives. And so number one reason why we give thanks and praise to God is because when we appreciate God, our lives and our things become appreciated. Secondly, we need to praise God and give him thanks, because praise and thanksgiving, this is the password into God's presence. Psalm 100 verse 4 says, enter into his gate with thanksgiving and to his court with praise. Be thankful unto God and bless his name. Be thankful unto God and bless his name. Enter into his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Thanksgiving, therefore, is the password into God's presence. If you need access into the presence of God, learn to appreciate, learn to praise him. Praise. You cannot come into God's presence wearing a sackcloth, as we saw in the book of Esther chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. Mordecai wore a sackcloth, but he was stopped at the gate. He couldn't gain access to the palace of the king because nobody is allowed into the king's presence wearing a sackcloth. So you must wear your garment of praise, and this praise will give you access into the presence of God. It is the password into God's presence. We need to praise God, number three, because thanksgiving provokes multiplication. If you want your things to multiply in life and in destiny, then you must praise God. Learn to praise him always. Learn to give him worship. Learn to appreciate and honor the name of the Almighty God. In the book of John, the Gospel of St. John, chapter number 6, and in verse number 11, the Bible says, and Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. So when they were all filled, he said unto his disciples, gather up the fragment that remain, so that nothing is lost. 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Jesus blessed it. And as he gave thanks and appreciated God for this meek provision, there was an increase, a multiplication of the meager provision. It was multiplied. So praise is a multiplier. When you praise God and give thanks, your things multiply. My prayer is that your things will multiply in the name of Jesus. Thanksgiving and praise gets God committed unto you. God becomes committed to you when you praise him. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 15, 16, and 17, we could see the commitment of God when God was praised. Anytime you praise God, God commits himself. Always learn to praise the Lord at all times, and you will see the commitment of God in your life. It is my prayer that as you praise God today, God will reveal himself to you. God will get committed to you. God will bring multiplication into your life. You will have access into his presence, and God will do more in your life. Your things will also multiply on the altar of praise and of thanksgiving. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray this morning. Father, I receive the garment of praise. I receive the attitude of worship, of praise. Help me to praise you in the name of Jesus. I receive that garment of praise. I wear the attitude of worship and of praise. Help me, O God, to praise you in the name of Jesus. As I praise you, O Lord, I like you to pray. As I praise you, let my things multiply. Let my things appreciate. Let my life appreciate in the name of Jesus. I pray, O God, that my life will appreciate, that my things will appreciate as I appreciate and praise your holy name in the name of Jesus. I'd like you to lift your voice and pray. Father, as I give thanks to you, let my things multiply in the name of Jesus. This is my prayer, O God, that as I give you thanks on a daily basis, you will cause my things to multiply. You will cause your name to be glorified. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. I ask that the Lord will wear you with the garment of praise. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I ask that that sackcloth, that garment of shame, be removed by fire. Let it be removed from your life and from your destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your things will multiply. Your life will multiply. Your things will increase. God's name will be glorified. Access will not be denied you into the presence of the Lord. God's name will be glorified. In Jesus' precious name. Let's go to the presence of God this morning and give praise to the Almighty God. Join us for a glorious worship at the Light Cathedral. 7:30 a.m., the School of the Spirit starts, and by 8:30 a.m., the worship service commences. The Lord bless you as you attend. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Do not forget to join us for day 26 of 30 Days of Grace, later today, 9 p.m., on my Facebook and YouTube channel. The handle is at Yemi Graceman. The Lord bless you as you join. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Graceman Adulodju, wishing you a very glorious Sunday, and the Lord bless you.